Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to have some fun today. And but first, let's remember the victims and their families, the wounded and the recoveries. Sadly, another shooting, disrespecting life, took the lives of innocent, unexpecting people, simply enjoying an evening of music and dance and fun with their friends. And this took place late last night at Thousand Oaks, California, in Borderline Bar and Grill. 12 are known to be dead at this time, and at least 22 were taken to various hospitals. We pray for this nation, for the loss, for the lost, and those who harbor such anger and hatred in their hearts. We pray for this nation to come home, back to a nation of one people under God. Oh, Father, please prick the hearts of your people and help us repent and bring America home. Home to you and to your laws. Amen. As I was preparing today's show, I received news that Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been hospitalized after a fall in her office. She has 3 fractured ribs on her left side. Justice Ginsburg is 85 years old. She's kind of spunky, too. I don't necessarily appreciate some of her opinions on her liberal ways, but you got to give her something. It's got some spunk. And she is one of our liberal judges on the Supreme Court. And back in June of 2012, she suffered a fall then and broke 2 ribs. And she has twice survived cancer, and it says in the article that I had that back in 2014, she had stents inserted into her right coronary artery, and we do pray for her recovery from this fall, and I'm hoping that she will soon retire, and then we will have another fight in the Senate. But on with today's show. Millions of Americans went to the polls this week to vote, to exercise their rights, our rights. Well, what do we actually know about our rights? Today we're going to give you another test of sorts. Let's make it fun. Pam and Dave Barrett are with us once again of the Constitution Quest game. And I've got it right here. I'm going to hold it up in front of my little video. If you can see that, it's a beautiful board game. And we're going to have a series of these shows where we do the trivia, your Constitution trivia, giving you an opportunity to know your Constitution, kind of get the spider webs out of your brain from when you studied it as a youth. And we will take the names and the phone numbers of all the winners to the questions, and we will draw them out of, again, my blue popcorn bowl. And we will then call the winner after the show and take your mailing information so that we can award you a free Constitution Quest board game. Now, for all of you listening, you need to add this game to your home library. Consider it as a gift to your families or your friends. Think about that. We're all thinking about Christmas, so what is a good gift that you can give? It's a game, it's fun, it's something everyone can do together, and it's educational. And I must remind you, because Pam, bless her heart, she went above and beyond the call of duty, but somebody actually ordered the Constitution game from the show, but they failed to use the promo code Beth Ann. If you do not use the promo code Beth Ann, we will not get credit for that. And you also get a discount, so you need to use the promo code Beth Ann. But Pam and Dave Barrett are with us today, and we will now bring them on, and let's have some questions. Pam and Dave, how are you doing today, Pam?
We're doing great. Thank you. We just love hearing your voice. We can always tell you've got a great attitude 24/7, it seems like.
Well, I try to. I don't know if it's 24/7. You'd have to talk to my husband about that. Dave, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, and you know, love the slogan of your show, Common Sense, and with all the craziness in the world, and it's nice to come to a program where common sense is discussed.
We have kind of fallen away from that. Good old common sense, and sometimes we lean on our own understandings, our own education, and we just throw common sense to the wind, and we've got to put it all together. It's got to all work together. Well, you know, we did go to the polls this week. It didn't turn out exactly like I would have liked it. And your questions today, I think, are very appropriate, and they kind of go along with what I had talked about yesterday in my monologue, and even on Tuesday when we were heading to the polls, and even on Monday when I was warning everyone to head to the polls. So we had some wins, we had some losses, and now we're seeing a lot of well, as Melody Cederstrom, she's my gold and silver sponsor, says activity. She predicted activity if President Donald Trump got elected. And we have seen a lot of activity. But I went through your questions today, and I found them very appropriate considering we just went through an election. Just how much do we really know? Pam, how did you come up, or did Dave do it? How did you come up with these particular questions?
We both did, and the funny story that people love hearing these since 2011 is we actually had color-coded sticky notes, a variety of different colors, and we went through making sure we had all the amendments and articles and some important dates and you know, vocabulary that were pertinent, and we stuck them all over our bedroom wall so that we could tally if we had things covered. And So, you know, it was very important to us. And being, you know, retired educators, you know, we've written lots of tests. And so it was very important to be thoughtful in how we put those distractor answers amongst the correct answers. So
you literally did eat, breathe, and sleep this game, yeah, as you were putting it together.
No, yeah, I know we did. And we've been told that students that are trying to take pass the CLEP test in this content area, that our questions are so well written and so spot on. And so, anyway, we were happy to hear that.
There was one question in today that I did not know. And it is very interesting, especially with this election this last Tuesday. And so that was very interesting to me. So, and there's lots of things Beth doesn't know, but I remember studying my Constitution when I was young, and I need to do it again. So I need to get that board game out. I've got one. I just don't get it out often enough and do some studying. You can use it as a game, which is what it's for, or you could even get out the cards and use them as, what do they call those cards when you're just testing yourself, you know?
Flashcards.
Flashcards, thank you. I've had a memory problem this morning. I don't know what. Must not have got enough sleep. But.
And, you know, people, when they play the game, our purpose, everything that we did in the game is intentional. It's the elements in the game help promote maximum learning and memory. And especially as you go around the board, and we've had many students tell us that as they've told us how they've passed government tests and people going for their citizenship tests. So, Beth, I would encourage you, you're the perfect person to have a Constitution Quest game party. Game night, and invite your friends and family, and it'll just be so much fun.
It'll be a great potluck, and you could bring patriotic desserts and have a great time. So.
You know, I recently emceed a local trivia game for a fundraiser for the county library, and my clever sidekick who's here with me doing my YouTube video, there was one question on there that was actually something we had talked about on the air on the last one, so his table got it right.
Okay.
So we helped, you know, and I was thinking, well, maybe we should do a Constitution trivia board game or game and give out some games maybe and maybe make it a fundraiser for CNC Talk Radio. You're listening to CNC Talk Radio. We are going to start the trivia in the next segment. So write the number down and get ready. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Dave, Pam, and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. CSE Talk Radio has the best listeners in the world, and I appreciate every one of you. So when you tell me that you had trouble listening for whatever reason, it breaks my heart. As you know, I've been on a campaign to find and promote all American-made companies, and as fate would have it, one such company found me. Michael of Goodar Electronics contacted CSE Talk Radio with an all-American-made product that will help my shortwave and AM and FM listeners. Designed for all environments, the DXL-1000 is a multi-band outdoor antenna. It's the world's first telescoping tunable whip. Michael has been in business for over 30 years, manufacturing high-quality custom antenna models that cover a wide range of applications. His antennas are in use all over the world. Give Michael a call at 480-892-8207. That's 480-892-8207. Or visit GoDarUSA.com. Have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Pam and Dave Barrett, or Dave and Pam Barrett, whichever way you want to look at it. And we're doing a Constitution trivia game today with you. We're going to give away one Constitution Quest game, and we're hoping that you will see the significance in this and get these ordered for you and your families or your friends. Start educating our youth as well as our adults. We have a lot of adults that don't seem to know our own history. And so it's good to learn new, and it's good to just kind of refresh and get those cobwebs out. And like I said, when I was going through the questions today that you had sent me, there was one there that I was not aware of. And it's quite significant in today's times, at least I think it is. So let's get on. I'm going to give the number again, and it's 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Let's start with question one. I think I know which one's question one. Pam or Dave, which one do you want to read it?
We'll let Dave read it. Are you talking about L? That would be the legislative branch, 26.
I typed them out, so I don't have that in my hand.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we'll go with...
I'll figure out which one you're on.
Okay. All right. This is from the legislative branch deck of the cards.
Okay.
Who has the sole power to try all impeachments? A, the Senate. B, the House of Representatives. C, the Supreme Court. So who has the sole power to try all impeachments? A, the Senate, B, the House of Representatives, or C, the Supreme Court?
I think this is a good question. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. That is the number. That is the question I had down as number one.
Oh, good.
You know, I going through our election this week, and of course we lost the House as far as representatives or Republicans or conservatives we like to call ourselves. And I have been more upset about that than most people have. Everybody else is always kind of happy with how it went, but I have been a little unhappy with it. And I've talked about that yesterday. And one of your questions, which I'm not going to give away, actually, if they've been listening to the show, they've got the answer because I talked about it. So we're going to get that question one more time. This is question number one.
Okay, who has the sole power to try all impeachments? A, the Senate, B, the House of Representatives, or C, the Supreme Court?
All right.
You made a great comment earlier, Beth, and why people should know it. And, you know, I just want to read a quick little quote from George Washington. He said, "A primary object should be the education of our youth in the science of government. In a republic, what species of knowledge can equally be important? And what duty more pressing than communicating it to those who are to be the future guardians of the liberties of this country?" And that was said by George Washington. And what a better way to learn it than to play a game.
Oh, yeah. You know, for everyone, but especially for children or youth. Actually, it's everyone, because you remember better if it's that. We don't have any callers yet, so I'm going to throw this out again. Don't be stumped. They're probably using their phones trying to find the answer. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We're going to go to question number two next. And so make sure you know which question you're answering when you give a call into here. 877-895-5410. And I'm going to let either you or Dave read the second question.
Okay, second question. From the Founders and Facts deck in our game, it says, how many states of the original 13 were needed to approve the Constitution? A, 7. B, 9. C, all 13. I'll repeat it again. This is question number two. How many states of the original 13 were needed to approve the Constitution? A, 7. B, 9. C, all 13.
That's a good question, too. And I did know the answer to that one, but I, you know, sometimes you confuse yourself when you have multiple choice. But I did know the answer to that. We have Roger in New Mexico. He thinks he has the answer to question number one. Roger, how are you doing today?
Just fine. I'm going to make a wild guess. Number one was Supreme Court. Number two is C.
You can only answer one question.
Okay, yeah,
so,
number one,
let me read it to you because you're not answering it right. Who was the sole power to try all impeachments? A, the Senate, B, the House of Representatives, or C, the Supreme Court? What is your answer?
Well, I know that it originates in the House, and the Senate has to approve it, but doesn't the Supreme Court have to do the final decision?
Okay, you can't ask a question. You have to answer the question. It's either A, the Senate, B, the House of Representatives, or C, the Supreme Court.
C, senor.
You say B, the House of Representatives?
I said C.
Oh, C, the Supreme Court. No, that is incorrect. That is incorrect.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. You're welcome. Thank you for calling in, Roger. We're going to see if we've got any other calls. I'm checking my phone here. No, we're waiting for callers. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. So we still need an answer to number one. You know what answer it isn't. So it's down to two. If you're listening, it's down to two. Who was the soul? I can't even read it. Who has the soul power to try all impeachments? A, the Senate, B, the House of Representatives, or C, the Supreme Court? That is question number one. And the number to call is 877-895-5410. Let's talk about the game a little bit so they really know what they're getting. I'm not sure that everyone understands how beautiful this game is. Board games. My kids love board games. I know I say that all the time. I'm going to show this in the video again. This is the game. And this is what it looks like. And it's just a beautiful board game. And it's full of education as well as fun, and let's talk just a little bit so they know exactly what they're getting here.
Well, if they wanted to, if they were at home near a computer or with their phone, they could go to www.constitutionquest.com, and you could see photos of the game. And that's a good reminder also that if they decided to purchase, to hit the shop tab, and then there's a green box, and they would add a number in their cart, and then there's a coupon code or a discount code, and if they want to get a discount on the game, they need to put Beth Ann in there.
All right, and that's just B-E-T-H-A-N-N. We do have some callers. We're going to go to Nancy in Missouri. She thinks she has the answer to number one. Nancy, how are you today?
Okay.
Who has
Hello?
The... Yes, Nancy. Who has the...
The House of Representatives.
No, you've got that wrong. You keep listening, though. We got lots more questions, all right?
Okay,
we're quickly going to go to Bill in Colorado. Bill in Colorado, you ought to get this right now. Who has the sole power to try all impeachments? A, the Senate, B, the House of Representatives, or C, the Supreme Court?
A, the Senate.
You got it. You got it. Now, Bill, when you get off the when you get off with me, I want you to give your phone number to my producer, and we'll give you a call after. We're going to put you in the blue. Well, there you go. You just went into the blue popcorn bowl, and we'll give you a call if you win. Okay.
Good. Can I call about other questions?
Which can only win one game.
Well, I don't need to win a game, but I would like to participate with other questions if I could.
Okay, we'll allow that, but we got to have winners too, so okay?
Very good.
All right, thank you, Bill. All right, we're going to be heading into a break here shortly. We were talking about the beauty of the game, and I think obviously my listeners like this trivia. I think most of them are patriots, and they really want to know their stuff. And I think the only reason we miss them is because we've got those cobwebs in our heads and we've forgotten what we've learned, which is why this game is so important. I hear the music now. I'm going to give the phone number and the second question once again. The phone number is 877-895-5410. Pam, read the second question real quickly.
Okay. How many states of the original 13 were needed to approve the Constitution? A, 7, B, 9, or C, all 13?
Okay, do it again. You can go a little slower. We got a few seconds.
How many states of the original 13 were needed to approve the Constitution? A, 7. B, 9. C, all 13.
All right. And we are headed into a break. Your calls are welcome and wanted. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
The reason why I can't move on. I lay my heart on these tracks. Your team.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules, a must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty, understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code Beth Ann. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Now, the purpose of today's show is to kind of pique your interest and let you know that we really do need to study our Constitution. And I say we, I mean me. We really need to keep that going. We have to keep that fresh in our minds. It was kind of a joke this morning. I couldn't think of names every time every time I was trying to think of it. So my person that's helping me here in the office, Rudy, he decided to put a name tag on just in case I forgot his name. So some days we're just a little foggy. But I do want to emphasize that this is a beautiful board game. And you need to think about this really hard. And all of my Made in America products, everybody, I've kept the promo code the same for everyone. So you don't have to question it. It's just simply my name, Beth Ann. Now, just one word, Beth Ann is going to get it. That is my first and middle name. But just put them together, Beth Ann. All right, we do have a caller, Roger from Colorado, that thinks he has the answer to the second question. Roger, how are you today?
Gee, thanks for having me on, ladies. It's so good to hear you, Beth Ann, and your guests. Thanks for putting out that game.
You're welcome.
I'll tell you, about 30 years or more, I've had a Constitution in my glove box. my briefcase.
Mm-hmm.
One sitting on the shelf right over here. However, I thought I would go ahead and, since I don't have a photographic memory, try and at least remember this. It says somewhere in there, unanimous declaration. So the answer is 13.
Oh, no, that's the wrong answer.
Oh, well, then I guess I better break out my Constitution.
You better read it again, yeah. We all need a little refresher course. There's no shame in that, Roger. Thank you.
That was enlightening. Have a good morning, ladies.
Thank you. You keep listening. You might get the next one, okay?
I always do listen. Bye-bye now.
All right, bye-bye. All right. The question is, once again, I'm going to have you read it, Pam.
You know what? I'm going to have Dave read. Is that
okay.
good?
That's fine, yeah. Join in, Dave.
I think what Roger was thinking about was the Articles of the Confederation.
Yes.
So he has a deeper memory than he knows, but he just didn't connect it with the Constitution. So, all right. Now, Pam, you were talking about the beauty of the game, and there was this one gal that came to an event. She said she just wanted to buy the game because it was so beautiful to put on her coffee table.
Yeah.
And so it really kind of threw me a little bit because, you know, I said, well, the real beauty of the game is what's inside, is all the information. And just to connect what you said earlier about how pertinent it was to the election yesterday and what's going on in current events, We've chose the game and picked the questions based on the text of the Constitution. And no matter what times you're living in, it's pertinent to what's going on. And so those people that say that it's a dusty old document and it's not pertinent to the lives of citizens today are totally wrong, because a lot of these things that are pertinent today and the questions in the Constitution that are 241 years old are appropriate now, and even as pertinent as yesterday's election, as you pointed out in the first question. So there's tons of questions in there that are maybe historical, but are pertinent to what's going on in the lives of people today. So it's not a dusty old document. It's something that everyone needs to know in order to do a better job.
Right. You know, that is something that bothered me about Justice Ginsburg, because she made the comment here several years ago that it's an out-of-date document and it need to be updated, and that's a scary thought. So let's go ahead and read number two, and then I have a question for you. Let's go ahead and read number two again, Dave.
How many states of the original 13 were needed to approve the Constitution? A, 7. B, 9. Or C, all 13.
All right. And I had a question for you as you were talking about this, and you've been talking about putting this game together. How many times did you need to read through the Constitution in order to create this game?
Oh, you know what? I can't really tell you how many times.
I didn't figure you'd have a number.
That it was needed, because it's something that... Well, I was also a high school government teacher for special ed needs students.
Right.
And so I taught English and for the ninth graders and the whole phonics approach, but also government and econ. So it was something that we read in the class all the time and discussed it as well, what the meaning was. So how many times we read the Constitution, wow, I couldn't really tell you, just
you know,
over and over.
I have directed choirs in the past, and when I was directing a cantata for like Christmas or Easter, I would eat, live, and breathe that music. I carried it with me in the car. People probably thought I was crazy. I went over into the corner of the Capitol Mall. It's a mall down in Jefferson City, Missouri, and I was working in that area at that time. And I'm sitting there listening to it and directing it in my car, you know, and I'm sure they looked kind of crazy whenever they were going past, but I would have it in the car. I would listen to it coming and going from work, just constantly going through that music over and over and over again till my soul had it memorized. And even then you make mistakes. So it's just so important to keep it with us. We have Kenneth from Missouri, and he has a number. Oh, he dropped. All right. We need you to get call back, Kenneth, if you're still listening. 877-895-5410. Let's move on to number three. Perhaps we have them stumped on number two. Let's move on to number three and read that.
Okay.
Amendment.
This is from the executive branch of our decks, and according to the 12th Amendment, if no candidate for president wins a majority, the election is decided by the A, House of Representatives, B, the Senate, or C, the Supreme Court. I'll read it again.
Yes.
According to the 12th Amendment, if no candidate for president wins a majority, the election is decided by the A, House of Representatives, B, the Senate, or C, Supreme Court. So that's question number three.
All right, 877-895-5410. We have Bruce from Illinois. He thinks he has the answer to question number two. Bruce, how are you doing today?
Hello, Beth. Beth, the answer for number two is actually nine.
Yes, you got that right.
There's a little backstory to that that I don't know if even your guests are aware of. When they started the original Constitutional Convention, they figured they needed nine total of the colonies to ratify it, to become, to make it binding. But they actually had to make a political compromise. And in the first article of amendment, where it states that Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment or free exercise of religion, they actually had to add that in there to help get the ratification through as part of the bargaining process,
mm-hmm.
because some of the states had their own state religion, and they didn't want the states, some of the states wanted to keep their state religion. So that was actually a compromise. There was eight states that had signed on, and to get the ninth one, they had to make that compromise.
All right. I appreciate it, Bruce. Thank you.
Let me ask number three for you, too.
No, we're going to give somebody else a chance to win the Constitution game. But I do want you to give your name just went into the blue popcorn bowl. So I want you to give my producer your phone number so we can call you after the show.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Bruce. All right. I'm not sure. I'm checking my phone here to see if we have any more callers. No, not yet. So Bruce gave us a little enlightenment on that. And I'm going to read question number three. Did you have something to say on that, Pam or Dave?
You know what? Well,
we got music.
Oh, that's okay.
All right. We'll hold on to it. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Constitution Trivia Day, and we have another one coming up in December. So these are perfect gifts for Christmas. They're perfect gifts for birthdays. They're perfect gifts for any time. And you know what? Everyone's coming together for Thanksgiving. It's a good game to pull out and use on Thanksgiving Day. I'm going to take mine home. I keep it here in the office, but I'm going to take mine home and see if I can't get the kids interested. They're always bringing tons of games to play, and I think it's time they played this one. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. Constitution Trivia Day, and we will be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand and its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We have a caller who wants to answer question number three, Susan from Illinois. Susan, how are you doing today?
Hi, Beth. Hello again. I'd like to answer that. The answer is A, House of Representatives.
You got that right, Susan. Absolutely. Appreciate that. So give your number to the producer, and you're going into the popcorn bowl right now. There you go. Thank you, Susan. I appreciate you playing with it.
Yeah, thank you.
Uh-huh. Let's go on to number four. Let's go to question four.
Okay. this is from the Founders and Facts deck again in our game, the Constitution Quest game. And the question reads, the 23rd Amendment allows the residents in the District of Columbia to, A, carry concealed weapons, B, vote for the president and the vice president, C, peaceably assemble on the Washington Mall. Let me read it again. The 23rd Amendment allows the residents in the District of Columbia to A, carry concealed weapons, B, vote for the president and vice president, C, peacefully assemble on the Washington Mall.
All right. 877-895-5410. That was question number four. 877-895-5410. Because we're running out of time, let's move to question five as well.
Okay. This is from Founders and Facts. The United States shall provide each state in the Union. Let me read that again. The United States shall protect each state in the union from A, inflation, B, invasion, C, integration. Let me read it again. The United States shall protect each state in the union from A, inflation, B, invasion, or C, integration.
All right, and I think that's a good question, everyone. We've been kind of on that quite a bit here lately. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We have question four and question five out there. Give us a call if you've got the answer and win a Constitution Quest game. I want you to know that you can go to the website where I am, which is csctalkradio.com, and just click on their information right there. We've got a pretty picture of the board game. All you got to do is click on that. It'll take you straight to their website. And you can look at the game and see what you want to do. But I know you're going to want to order this because this is a fantastic game. We have offered it to you before. They're offering it to you as a discount now. And today, if you win this contest, you're going to get it free if you win this trivia. Let's go ahead and throw out question six. And if we don't get some callers here, we'll save some of the rest of the questions for the next game.
Okay, and before I read question six, I just want to mention that William Glasser, there's research that says that we learn 10% of what we read.
Yes.
So, you know, think about, you know, just reading through the Constitution. And then we learn 50% of what we see and hear. We learn 80% of what we experience. So if you're playing a game, you're going around that board on all the lovely buildings where our government officials do their business, and you're involved with the learning, and you're listening to what other people are saying, and then we learn 95% of what we teach. So as you're sharing what you're learning during the game, as you're discussing it with your teammates, there's a whole lot of learning going on.
Absolutely. We do have
and
a call.
It's fun.
It is fun. And I know my listeners are having a good time. Let's go to the callers. We have Carol from Missouri. Carol, which question do you want to answer? Carol, are you there?
Columbia people? Call?
Yes, uh-huh.
They can vote on the president and vice president.
All right. That was that question four? Yes. That was question four. You got that right, so we need you to give your name and phone number. We've got your name, but your last name, too, and your phone number to my producer, okay?
All right. Thank you, Beth, and
thank
I enjoy
you.
The program.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that, Carol. Thank you very much. All right. So number five question is still out there. Let's go ahead and give number six.
Okay. If the president and vice president die or are incapacitated and cannot perform the presidential duties, who becomes the acting U.S. president? A, the president pro tem of the Senate, B, the secretary of state, or C, the speaker of the House of Representatives. I'm going to read that again.
Yes.
If the president and the vice president die or are incapacitated and cannot perform the presidential duties, who becomes the acting U.S. president? A, the president pro tem of the Senate, B, the secretary of state, or C, the speaker of the House of Representatives.
All right. And that is our final question for today. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. I didn't really know the answer to the question on number four that Carol answered, but by process of elimination, I kind of figured it out because I knew it wasn't the other two. All right, we have Susan from Illinois. Susan from Illinois, which question do you want to answer? We've got two questions.
Well, I guess the next one, because I was answering that one.
Okay, number
Would they protect us from invasions?
Invasion. Number five is correct with invasion. Thank you. Thank you for playing, and let's give your name to the producer, and let's see if we can win you a Constitution game, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. All right. So number six is the one that's out there. We're running out of time. And so let me see. I've lost number six. Number six is, if the president and the vice president die or are incapacitated and cannot perform the duties of the presidential duties, who becomes the acting U.S. president? A, the president pro tem of the Senate, B, the secretary of state, or C, the speaker of the House? And we have Dress Teresa from South Dakota. Teresa from South Dakota, how are you today?
Good. How are you, dear?
I'm doing great. Do you have the answer for that question?
Well, I think it's the Secretary of State.
Oh, no. It's wrong. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I was, you know, that really hurts me because I gave this answer. I gave this answer earlier this week. So I'm going to hold it. I'm going to hold it. Thank you, Teresa, because we are out of time. Thank you so very much. We are out of time. We had several winners. We're going to draw them as soon as we get out of the off the air here. Again, I want to show the picture of the Constitution Quest game in the video. You can go to our YouTube channel, and we'll have it up later today, and you can listen to the show and watch it. You can always watch me do silly things here because I'm just a silly girl. Dave and Pam, thank you so much. I'm so excited about this and the opportunity you've given my listeners. I appreciate it so very much. Check out the Constitution Quest game, folks. You get a discount if you use Beth Ann, the promo code, and the show. You'll help the show out a little bit, too. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Pam.
Thank you, Beth.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, this is the best way that I can think of, the most fun way that I can think of to bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
CSC Talk Radio has the best listeners in the world, and I appreciate every one of you. So when you tell me that you had trouble listening for whatever reason, it breaks my heart. As you know, I've been on a campaign to find and promote all American-made companies, and as fate would have it, one such company found me. Michael of Goodar Electronics contacted CSC Talk Radio with an all-American-made product that will help my shortwave and AM and FM listeners. Designed for all environments, the DXL1000 is a multi-band outdoor antenna. It's the world's first telescoping tunable whip. Michael has been in business for over 30 years, manufacturing high-quality custom antenna models that cover a wide range of applications. His antennas are in use all over the world. Give Michael a call at 480-892-8207. That's 480-892-8207. Or visit GoDarUSA.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.